KaiserNetwork.org.
Dr. Mauro Schechter, Chief of AIDS Research at Brazil's Federal University of Rio de Janeiro and conference co-chair, thank you so much for joining us today. A record number of abstracts were submitted for this conference. Can you explain to us how these abstracts are chosen?
Basically, this scientific community is so well in advance that there's a deadline, there's a format. So you, when you submit your abstract, you have the number of words, of lines that you can actually write a summary of your research. Then there's an international committee of about 300 experts who volunteered their work to review these abstracts. So peers, other scientists, so these abstracts are sent to these reviewers blindly. So when I get abstracts to review, I don't know who wrote them. I just get the text itself. I don't get the title nor the writer is a scientist, so it's a blind process of reviewing. So each abstract is reviewed by at least three different persons. And these persons give a score based on a scoring system that's very clear from saying this is a must for an oral presentation and this deserves a dustbin. So you have, in between you have maybe a dustbin, maybe a bus, so you have all the grades and shades. So we average the three scores. In case two scores are very similar, but the third one is totally different, so the guy got, one abstract got an 8 and 9 and then got a 1. That means that there's something weird, so just count that, we do not count that outlier. So based on that score, then we select which abstracts are going to be part of the conference. So, and we decide on a cutoff. Anything below that, that grade is not acceptable. So it's a blinded and as fair as can be peer review system.
Now Brazil actually had the second highest number of abstracts that were accepted to be presented, a testimony to its active scientific community. Tell us a little bit about Brazil's scientific community.
In fact, when I saw those data, I was really surprised and happy because I did not expect Brazilians to not only submit so many abstracts, but to have so many abstracts accepted. So I think that bringing the conference to Brazil in a way acted as a catalyst to not only, because the science is here, people do their research, but they don't present them, they don't send them internationally, because there's some sort of weird feeling that if they submit it to outside or written in English, they would not be accepted. So because the review system, as we said before, is blind, the fact that so many were accepted is a testimony to the strength or the capacity that Brazil has to do research. So, what was, I mean, I got lost in the
If you could just tell us about Brazil's scientific community.
Yeah, okay. So there's a large community based largely in Rio and São Paulo, but it's you have in other centers, and it's mostly at government institutions. So there's very few, very little private research as such. So mostly it's based either at my university, other universities like mine, federal, that government-owned, or at research institutes that belong to the government. So it's, and a lot of them, of this is funded through local mechanisms, some of it through the NIH or WHO, other international funding mechanisms.
So what advice would you give to other developing countries to help them invigorate their own HIV/AIDS research?
I wish I knew the answer to that, because one of the, my main concerns, and that's something I suggest, I've been suggesting for quite a while, and we thought we could do something here in Rio, but never actually materialized. I think the number of key international investigators coming from developing countries where the burden of the epidemic is disproportionate to their presence. So you have very few key investigators from developing countries. And some of them, most of them, in fact, are my age, they're in the 50s. So we failed to have another generation that that is that their importance is commensurate to their number. And I think that's, I don't know why we failed. And I think, I say we, because I think it's a collective failure. I think it's a failure of the International AIDS Society, is the failure of the funding agencies like the NIH or the NRS or whoever, WHO, collectively, we did not manage to do what the U.S. does, or the developed world does, in the sense that you have a constant flow of new investigators. So if you go to a conference like this one, if you look at the speakers from developed countries, they are new ones. They're not the same that were 5 or 10 years ago. When you look at the speakers from developing countries, the same old faces, just 5 years older. So we're failing there. I don't know exactly in how to do this.
Can you tell us about the research that's being presented, what you feel is the most important research that's being presented here at the conference, specifically in regards to antiretroviral therapy?
On therapy in particular, I think we different areas. There were good news or just confirmation of things that are sort of accumulating knowledge on new drugs that act on resistant viruses, and that those are important news for people already on treatment. There are quite exciting news on new classes of drugs that will work, or work obviously, on sensitive virus that can be used in any virus, because these are new drugs. So it's a new class of drugs acting on new, different targets. And there are also good news on new strategies, how to better use the drugs we have at the moment. Because one of the main concerns are the long-term side effects. And there were, although not definitive, but good data showing that we might have ways of better using these drugs, the available drugs.
So all of these are exciting advances. Tell us how you think is the most effective way to take those advances and actually move them into the field so people can actually get these types of treatments, especially in developing countries.
Yeah. I think I wish I knew the answer on how to quickly move from the bench to the field. But I think Brazil showed that it's not rocket science. What Brazil showed is that it's like using the Nike motto, just do it. That if you just take the drugs to people, and people take their drugs, they work. It's not rocket science. You don't need a sophisticated training program. You need a training program, you need an infrastructure, but you don't need a US-style infrastructure. If you have someone to deliver the drugs, if you have a drug delivery system in place, it will work.
Now, you said earlier that because this conference was in Brazil, you thought perhaps that was one of the reasons why many more Brazilians submitted abstracts for potential presentation. Mm. What else has this conference meant to people here in Brazil that the conference has actually chosen Brazil to have this conference?
I think it gave Brazil a sense of pride on their achievements. When we're facing probably the most horrible epidemic we've ever faced, realizing that our country did something good, particularly in a moment that people were kind of sad because of other political problems that are happening at the moment. That people, I think most Brazilians are quite disappointed with the government at the moment. And this gives Brazilians some sort of pride in ourselves.
The program here in Brazil has obviously had its successes. What do you see going ahead as some of the challenges for the program?
I've always thought the main challenges for the program itself is a twofold. One, from what it does at the moment, how to sustain the sustainability of its efforts. And the other is the part I think that the program failed, is to develop a strong research base linked to the program. I think they never really, although it's somehow contradictory to what I said before, but although we have a strong strong research community, there's no very good linkage between this community and the program. I think it was never really understood by all the parties involved that science is not an end itself. It's just a means to inform those who make policies. So I think the AIDS program has not realized that it could better use the research community to get data that would inform its actions.
And final question, this is the last day of the conference. What do you hope that the participants and the leaders and the organizers take home with them?
I think the main lesson from the conference of I think the Brazilian response and the conference, the way it was organized, is that when all sectors work together, and all parties, all, like the word that the English, that we cannot translate to Portuguese, and it's a very good word, all the stakeholders act and work together, you can do it.
Great. Dr. Mauro Schechter, Chief of AIDS Research at Brazil's Federal University of Rio de Janeiro, and co-chair of this conference, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for inviting me.